The weary old hand of the publican waved toward the clock. Your glasses now, please. It's past time to leave. Come, boys and girls, a mock. Old Trinity grads and other fine lads and lasses of every degree drank down their Guinness and harp to the finish, for someone had plans for a spree. Up then and spake the bubbled Limerick rake, with the leader-like look on his face. At the sound of his voice, all the hubbub and noise came to a stop in that place. Right, boys, now you might know that this is the night of the annual Trinity Ball. Which of you here has the courage to dare to follow me over the wall? From hundreds of throats came the time-honored boast, from voices well-liquored and hoarse. We all to the man are yours to command, if the girls will come with us, of course. This visiting Yank went along in the prank, the soberest one of the lot, to record as a bard for those who were jarred the valorous deeds of the plot. We trooped out the door with the rake at the fore and stopped at TCD's front gate. Look there, said young Tom, raising his arm, forgetting his valuable freight. Billy O quickly bent to prevent the descent of the Jameson toward its destruction. Unfortunately, so did Breed and McGee, and their heads met without introduction. Young lads with passes and evening-gowned lasses were lined up the length of the street. Tom scornfully laughed. Those fellows are daft, for the fruit that is stolen is sweet. The rake raised his hand and said, those who can stand, for he saw that they were very few, he continued, we'll all carry those who can't crawl. My God, what a sick-looking crew. The wobbly parade with the rake and the lade staggered round to the rear of the school. Just off Westland Row, there were others also at the wall, said the rake. I'm no fool. So we followed him round to Pierce Street and found, as if it were destined by fate, a new building site that was closed for the night with a ladder beyond a locked gate. Up over we went, every lady and gent, though the women wore long and short skirts. After you, girls, said one of the churls. The ladies said, oh, you're such flirts. So with many a shove and a hand from above, we soon were all inside the fence. Says the rake, here's a start, so be of stout heart. We're invading the Trinity dance. They put up the ladder, but what was the matter? The ones at the top couldn't see, and those on the ground couldn't hear any sound but a splash. Paddy taking a pee. Someone said, shh, halting Pat in midstream, and whispered, there's wardens around. The rake took command and said, I've a plan. Come all of you down to the ground. Down they all got. We set off at a trot with the ladder back over the gate. When all had climbed over, what do I discover? I'm holding the ladder. Hey, wait. Now I, who was brought just to watch, as I thought, find myself at the head of the charge. Says the rake, have no fear. But he's at the rear of a mad Irish mob that is large. So I run with no choice down the street till a voice hollers, left, when you come to the lane. I'm running like hell, and grateful the yell is drowned by an overhead train. Round the corner we speed with myself in the lead, hoping to find no police. But what's that ahead, I wonder with dread, for I'm surely disturbing the peace. I sure 'tis only a lad and his girlfriend, bedad, trying to climb up the wall. To the rescue, I shout, and the words that come out sound Irish, not Yankee at all. You're a man, like you know, I say, trying to show I belong with the rest of the boys. The Limerick rake whispers, for Jesus' sake, the divil take all of this noise. Up with the ladder and down with the chatter. The invasion is set to begin. Now over the top and nobody stop till this whole sickly crew is within. The climb wasn't hard, but Seamus was jarred and couldn't find one of his shoes. On his hands and his knees, he went quick as you please. He knew he had no time to lose. Pretty Peggy was next, the flower of her sex, resplendent in evening array. She climbed even quicker, afraid that her knickers would show. It was dark anyway. The last one was me, for I wanted to see if any policeman would come. And just when I got myself safe to the top, I heard someone thoughtfully hum. A man and a lad, both officially clad, stood squinting up into the dark. Said the one to his mate, "I think we're too late to witness the boys on a lark. Never let it be thought that the guardie were caught unaware. It would damage our honor. Enough of this natter. Take down the ladder. Victory to the Garda Shohana." Back in verse number 8, we left with headaches, Billy O and sweet Breeda McGee. They've been off on their own for the rest of the poem, nursing their lumps over tea. Now, down the lane, heads together again, they came walking along arm in arm. "Billy O," I called out. He looked all about. Breeda jumped with a squeal of alarm. "I'm up here, you dunce. Oh, how was the dance?" "I haven't been in," I replied. "The guards came around. The escape route was found, and the ladder is laid on its side." "I sure you're in a fine pickle," said Bill with a giggle. "You're lucky we came by at all." He pushed, and I pulled, till the ladder was hauled out of sight at the top of the wall. I leapt through the air to a roof that was there, and wondered if all the crew made it. A voice made me freeze. "Pint of Guinness, please." I saw it was Paddy who said it. He sat in a trance, sadly wetting his pants, so I let him continue his prattle. I climbed down a tree to where I could see that others had fallen in battle. Young Thomas lay prone, with his head on a stone, lovingly hugging his Jameson. Two naked feet, like slabs of fat meat, stuck out of the hedge I found Seamus in. I followed the trail of the heroes who fell to the quad, where the music was loud. There stood, broadly grinning, surrounded by women, the Limerick rake, looking proud. I was feeling much bolder till a hand on my shoulder told me I was caught by police. "Come with us, sir. We'd like an answer as to how you got into this place." "Hold on," said the rake. "There's been a mistake, for I have his ticket with me." He reached in a pocket and pulled out a ducat that made me both legal and free. "Look here, my friend," I said, "you could have entered this ball by the main college gate. Why did you call for a crawl up the wall when you already had tickets paid?" The rake laughed and said, with his hand on the head of a fox with a smile on her face, "Now you know that the fun and the thrill of the hunt is not in the kill, but the chase." I left at 5 and glad to survive. Some never recovered at all, for no one stayed sober the night we went over the wall to the Trinity Ball.